Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. So when I think about getting in shape, I think, first of all, no thank you. But secondly, if I want to just get into shape and improve my health, I think I got to join a gym. I got to start buying fresh, maybe organic foods if I'm really going to take my health seriously. And then I start to think of all the ways that adds up money-wise. And so I was interested to read Michael Schrader's article in usnews.com. He's the health editor there. 10 ways to live healthier and save money doing it. So I had to talk to him about it. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So first, let's just talk about the food, the grocery runs. What can we do to have healthy, fresh food and not go broke doing it?
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you mentioned what you did about, aligning health with spending a lot of money, because that was the reason for doing the story in the first place. It's oftentimes we think we've got to do that. So that gets into the grocery runs. One of the big goals or one of the big keys here to making that grocery run more economical is planning ahead. And that was something that one of my sources stressed quite a bit.
Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean looking at the supermarket circular and buying the deals that week, or does it involve more than that?
It really involves planning out your meals for the week. So I spoke with an executive chef, Leah Sarah, so it's at Goldring Center for Culinary Medicine at Tulane University. It's a school of medicine in New Orleans. And she basically advises physicians on how to advise their patients on cooking and food choices. And so it means, okay, I know what I'm going to make Wednesday, or I know what I'm going to make Thursday for dinner, so that you don't just go in the store and grab the most convenient foods. And often that can save you money because you're not wasting food that you didn't need to begin with.
Okay. Now, one of your tips here, Michael, is to drink water. And I am still one of the last few tap water drinkers, but my sister is appalled when I drink water from the tap. She gives me a lecture every time about how I'm poisoning myself, and maybe I am, I'm not sure. But when I read your tip, I thought, well, water, at least the kind my sister drinks, that costs money too.
Right. I mean, bottled water does cost money, and I didn't get deep into tap versus bottle. But I did mention that, you know, in general, experts say if you filtering water is a good way if you have concerns. Although most of those toxins should be filtered out of your water when it gets there, but filtering water is sort of a good happy medium, so you don't have to go to the store and spend all that money on bottled water, and also it can help alleviate concerns about what you're getting from your tap, or if you drink well water, making sure that that's filtered in too.
Okay, and that's going to be cheaper than any sort of alternative, soda, juice, anything else that you could grab instead, right?
Cheaper, yeah, cheaper, and to the point of this story, healthier, too. So, you know, we can get fixated on the exotic unknown, what's in my water, which yeah, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But then we have all these familiar things, like those juices, if you drink too much juice, you drink too much soda, anything that's sugar-laden, there's another familiar issue that we have, and that's diabetes, or we have our contributing to obesity and other problems like heart disease. So we have these things we're familiar with that we're not so scared of that maybe we should think more about when we're making these choices.
So before we leave the grocery section here, the food section, you mentioned eating less meat. Now, I'm old school, so I think a dinner isn't complete without a piece of chicken or beef or fish on that plate. What are the alternatives for that that are healthy, cheaper, and you can still get your protein?
Yeah, there's two ways to go about this, for sure. And one is to sub in plant-based protein. So legumes, like peanuts, nuts, like putting walnuts on a salad, grains. Anything along those lines would work. That's, you know, you can always sub those in. Also, though, if you really still, you know, you think, I really do want a little bit of meat with this meal, cutting up a small amount of chicken and spreading it around the salad is something that, again, the chef that I spoke with, Leah Saros, who advises doctors. That's one of the things she recommends, so that you sort of make smaller amounts of chopped meat or chopped poultry go further.
Okay, and chicken is still pretty cheap, certain cuts of chicken, so you can get away with that and not break the bank. Okay, so let's talk about now the exercise portion of it. Do you have to join a gym to stay in shape?
Absolutely not. And, you know, for this story, I talked with a number of public health officials, and this is something that more than one touched on, and that is you can run outside. I mean, if of course, the weather allows, you can walk, you can cycle. And then also you can do exercises in your homes, push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, things of this nature. And then some folks will go the extra mile and buy equipment, bring that into their home. That does bring in a cost element. But it's not a requirement that you have a membership to a gym to get that workout in.
You know, one of the tips that you have in your article is about making your commute more active. And I'm here in New York City, so that's an easy thing to do, right? We either walk to work or we'll get off a subway stop or two earlier to get in a little extra walking. But what if you're in the suburbs and you drive to work or you take a train to work? How do you work in a little extra activity for that commute?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me because actually there are ways to do hybrid commutes. In fact, I have done one myself in the past, and that is if you live in a suburb, driving to a place where you're near a trail in a city or something along those lines where you can park, then get on a bike and go the rest of the way that way. So there's the hybrid commute idea. If you're so far out where it's just not going to work at all in terms of your the time that you have to get to and from work, you might take a walk at lunch. So you might not do that active commute if you live an hour away from work and it's just not feasible. But certainly, if at all, if you're in any position to do so, that's a way to sort of re-engineer activity back into your routine. And that's one of the things the public health officials touched on that we really need to work at doing.
Michael, do you have an opinion about the fitness trackers, the Fitbits and such? They're usually about $100 for an entry-level one. Do you have any opinion as to whether they stimulate more activity, whether it's a cheap way for people to hold themselves accountable for their activity? What's your feelings on them?
Right. I don't have any opinion per se on these. I haven't reported specifically about whether you should or shouldn't. Again, this was something that came up in conversation with a couple of public health officials. If you like tracking activity, certainly go for it. And if you're worried about accountability, that if you don't track it, you know that you probably won't do it. Maybe you should err on that side. I think it has a lot to do with the person's personality. For some folks, exercise means breaking away from all that. Their daily life is so connected as it is. They don't want any part of that. But for others, again, there's that accountability piece and being able to track it. But it helps. And also, it can help toward goals if you're going to dinner, a sponsored run, coming up, or again, you just want to improve your fitness and see how you stand compared to a month ago.
Right. Okay. One last tip that we'll have time for. It seems obvious, but I'm going to mention it anyway. If you want to live healthier and save money, stop smoking. And I did the math in my head. I think if you, by today's numbers, if you smoke a pack a day, you're blowing something like over $2,000 a year on smoking, right?
Yeah, it's way up there. In fact, looking here at the figure, this figure was around $6 per pack is sort of the national average right now, but of course that varies depending on where you're at. So yeah, it's a no-brainer, but it's in there for good reason, because again, this was one that a couple of public health officials mentioned. That we have to look at that low-hanging fruit. We have these habits and we become familiar with them, just like we become used to eating poorly sometimes or whatever the case may be, and it would be hard to overemphasize the impact that that could have on your budget and your health.
That's right. So there's more tips in your article. It's at usnews.com, 10 ways to live healthier and save money doing it. Michael Schrader is the health editor for US News at usnews.com. Michael, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, that takes an excuse away. You can't say, oh, I can't eat healthy. It's too expensive. I can't work out. It's too expensive. Because Michael took all those excuses away. Check out his article at US News and usnews.com. I'm Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.